Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the
song to start off such a lovely afternoon in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
We're having a beautiful weather this afternoon. We coming to you live from Orangeburg, South Carolina. Dr. A in California, she's on vacation this week, but I'm going to put Ida on the spot. We also have Miss C-Ride on the phone also. So we're looking forward to get some good information out to you and some information that happened in the past weekend. So at this particular time, we're going to start the show off by introducing herself, Miss Ida from Orangeburg, South Carolina. Hello, are you out there, Miss Ida?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Nathan, for such a wonderful introduction. And I want to reiterate what you said about Dr. Aleli being out this weekend. She's spending some time with her family, having a vacation, which is well in need of. She's been working very hard with Youngevity to promote the BioBalancer. And for those who are new to the call and don't know who Dr. Aleli is, she is a nurse scientist. I'll read a little bit of her bio here. She started the Nietzsche Health Epicenter at the university there in central Cincinnati, Ohio. And tell you a little bit about her story, how she got into studying radiation or electromagnetic fields. The epicenter emerged out of her despairing cry as a mother for hope for her son. She and her son were living in a home in Ohio that was built on a landfill, a nuclear waste site, and they both became ill as a result of that, and that set her on her quest to find answers about EMFs or electromagnetic radiation poisoning. Dr. Aleli has also worked with under the administrations of President Ronald Reagan, President George Bush Sr., President Clinton, and President George Bush Jr. And she was also invited on a call by the Obama administration on the eve of his presidency to talk with him and talk about the Nietzsche Healthcare Center support there in Ohio and the work that they're doing trying to help the people in that area fighting the electromagnetic fields that they are living, that are in some of those areas where homes were built on those nuclear waste sites. And like I said, to honor her tonight in her absence and let her know that we miss her and we await her return on next weekend so she can give us all the 411 on what's going on in the field of electromagnetic radiation. Now, as for what happened this past weekend, Nathan.
Yes, I'm with you.
We had a special guest in town at a health summit put on by Dr. Monty Singleton. And that special guest was a young man by the name of Scott Whitaker, who wrote a book called Medicine. And I was highly interested in this young man's book because it's similar to the teachings of Dr. Joel Wallach, founder of Youngevity Life Sciences. And he did a very good presentation that Dr. Wallach would have been proud of, talking about the effects of immunizations and bad foods that are hurting people. Processed foods, drinks, sugary drinks, soda pops, and things like that, and all of the things that we take for granted that we think, you know, okay, well, they say it's okay to eat. But he had evidence, proof, where, just like Dr. Wallach does in his lectures, how these things are detrimental to our health and our well-being and to our family. Because when we're sick and spending all of our time visiting the doctors, we don't have time to do the things we need with our family or even to worship and have fun. So it was very informative, and everybody that was there had a great time. And we were also able to do some scans with the new hand scanner that Youngevity has for distributors to use with their company, with our company. And we had very good results from those. The scans were accurate, and most people looked at them and agreed that the things that were listed there were conditions that they had. And we had no knowledge going in when we scanned them as to what their health conditions were. So we have a lot of good things going on with longevity and that we can use to help our friends and family and our community at large at this time. And John, Nathan?
Yes, would you like to elaborate? You know, I like the part where he was saying that for our skin is one of our most important organs too. And I just want you all to understand, this doctor said, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your skin. I thought that was one of the most amazing things I've heard. Because we go out and we buy all this, fantastic body lotion, and we rubbing it on our skin and think that it smell good. Actually, we messing up our skin. That's the way I got out of what he was saying. If you can't eat it, he said, don't put it on your skin. Did you elaborate on that a little bit? Did you hear when he was talking about that, Ida?
I did. And what he was saying, if you read the ingredients list on the back of your moisturizer or hair product, and you can't pronounce the words, you know, if they're not vitamins or minerals, then you don't need to be using that product on your skin because it's full of toxins. Things that he mentioned that were healthy for our skin were olive oil, coconut oil, shea butter, vitamin E oil, things like that that we can consume that are not toxic, you know, to us. A lot of skincare products have antifreeze in our shampoos. Yes,
antifreeze.
Now that's not something that he didn't mention, but yes, antifreeze.
Wow.
And you know, you wonder why you feel bad after washing your hair or. You know, some people get choked up after using perfumey body washes or things like that. And it may not be from the perfume. It may be from some of the other ingredients that we don't smell in our skin products.
Wow. Wow.
But at longevity, go ahead.
I agree with him 100% on some of the vaccinations. And I tried to pull up the vaccinations that they did in the program he had on, the one they did in Africa, but I couldn't find those particular pictures that he had of the people that took the vaccination over there and they became ill and it just messed their bodies up.
Yes, he did. He brought out the fact that you know, they got sick after they were being vaccinated over there and shortly after the Ebola virus came out. I don't know if he was alluding to the fact that what we took over there, what health practitioners took over there to vaccinate the children with caused the Ebola virus or made those people sick. But he did bring out the fact that it has been proven that childhood immunizations that we've all subject our children to are the cause of autism. Number one, because of the lead in there, and it's another ingredient, I don't remember what he said it was, but lead is in those immunizations as a preservative. And it causes autism. And he himself said he had lead poisoning after living in a house. And his beard started, he started losing hair on his face, in his beard. These spots just started coming on his skin where hair used to be. And after he got tested, they said he had lead poisoning.
Wow.
And it took him a year to recover from the lead poisoning.
Wow.
Of detoxing his liver.
Wow. Okay. But he brought out some interesting points that and I done tried a couple of them, and I tell you, they actually work.
Yes, he did. Very knowledgeable young man. It's like I said, very on point with the training that we've gotten from Dr. Wallach and Longevity, you know, as far as good oils and bad oils and things that we should consume and be aware of, you know, and eating organic meats, you know, and how meats that are not raised organically can actually have bad effects on our body as far as our health, you know, diabetes, cancer, and heart disease and all of those things.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, this turned out real good. Ms. Wright, do you have any questions since you wasn't there on Saturday? And do you have any input? Or?
I don't have any input, but I want to ask something. Okay, now, the stuff that you use on your skin, that he was the moisturizer, anything like that. So what would you use? Did he suggest what would you use?
Yes, he did. You know, coconut oil, olive oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shea butter. All of those things, you know, we could use on our skin. And if you want something that smells nice, you know, in our Longevity line, we have essential oils that you can add to those products to get a aroma that's pleasing, you know, to you, or that would even help rebuild the skin. You know, we have the carrot oil, the lavender oil, and tea tree oil, palmarosa, you know, all of those that are helpful to the skin as far as antibacterial, and the carrot seed oil as far as, you know, you've heard talking about Retin A, reducing the fine lines and making the skin look pretty.
Yeah.
A drop of our carrot seed oil in olive oil or coconut oil will do the same thing, but half the cost, way less than the cost. Than buying the commercial products.
All right.
Oh, yeah. The carrot seed oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There's its beta carotene in it, but it's also a rebuilder for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good information.
Yeah.
Very good information.
Okay. And I recently myself had a backache, and I've used the carrot, no, the coconut oil and the balsamic fir.
Mm-hmm.
The balsamic fir?
Fir oil, yes. We have a balsamic fir oil from the fir tree, and it's good for spine back pain. Because there's a tree oil, and they said any of the tree oils are good for the spine or when you have back aches.
Wow.
So applying that oil to my back 3 times a day, I was able to alleviate my back pain without having to take any over-the-counter drugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have no back pains. It's good to know that we got a type of oil out there to relieve those tight pains. Right. Okay. You gotta keep me up to date on. You have to keep me up to date on that one.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
that
I think
good.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had a. Y'all like to add anything else to the broadcast tonight? Oh, the upcoming show. Oh, we can't leave this out now. Because I'm going to go ahead and put it out as soon as Ida give me permission. I'm going to put it out on Facebook for this month on the 27th at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Ida will be addressing a women group or women conference.
Yeah.
It'll be a women conference.
Right.
Okay. So you will be there.
Yes, I will.
Where are
be
you
going to
be? Where are you going to be at?
In New Kingdom Life here in Orangeburg, South Carolina. And that's in the old Orangeburg Mall, right off of St. Matthew's Road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock.
So 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
So meet Ida and Callan over at Kingdom Life on the 27th at 7 o'clock. They will be there. They'll be giving out information and any questions and updates that they have at that particular time, they will be giving them also. Also, we meet every Thursday at...
All right.
Every Thursday we meet at Fellowship Hall near the old bowling alley off of Russell Street. So if you're not doing anything, come out and join us. We got a lot of information that we can give out to you. And we are working to build a great company with longevity, and we are moving forward. So we are looking forward to seeing everyone every Thursday night at 6 o'clock by the old bowling alley. The Worshipers Hall is right there on the right-hand side when you come in. You can't miss us. I guarantee you can't miss us. If you're there at 6 or 5 to 6, you can't miss us. We will be there. Is there anything else y'all can add to this great show tonight? Because we have had an excellent time. Is there anything else that I left off or we need to discuss tonight?
No, I think you've covered it. I just look forward to seeing Dr. A back on next Tuesday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The guests that she may bring with her, and had a great time.
Now, you know, Dr. A brought to the thing, I did mention to her on the show that I was already in crowdfunding. So on Friday night, they did mention that Dr. A did sign up with someone with crowdfunding. So we need to get together and see what her format is, because it'll be a great thing for us. Also, I was trying to get y'all to understand how crowdfunding really works. So we're going to discuss that, too, since she's already signed up, and she said if she had known that she missed it off of the show that I said that, but that's fine. What we'll do now, we'll try to organize one for Orangeburg, South Carolina crowdfunding, and what it'll do, it'll bring funds. And we'll be going off on these trips, and cause we got a trip there in September to Charlotte.
Yeah.
And all these other events we can attend, crowdfunding can help us do that. And she's bringing the balancer in there where she can help people that do not have the money, that the crowdfunding part of will pay for that. So this is a good thing for us to look at. So remind me, we'll get together. I already got the format. I already know what we need to do. We just need to go ahead and sign up. We get together and put a group thing in there for this project. And,
okay.
And see where it goes. See exactly where it goes ahead. Sounds good.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking to that young lady that came to the meeting with about those balances that, about the one about the house and all of that. She's the one that came. Remember, she said she had a, Bill Parsons. You remember that young lady that came into the meeting that night, that afternoon?
She had what?
Bill's
Parsons. You know, some kind of swelling. I don't know
what
it is.
The facial condition. Bill's palsy.
Yeah, I was talking to her Sunday about it, and I was telling her that we are coming out with it. And I was telling her all about how we got it in the back of our phone, how you get that energy from these things. But I don't know if you'll come or not. I was telling her about it. I told her where we have our meetings. But that's all I can do is tell her about it. I don't know where she's coming or not. That's it. But I was telling her about it in church Sunday. She came and sat by me. She was talking about coffee. And we started talking, but she never did got back with us about the product that we told her that she could get for her face or whatever. So I don't know what she's going to do.
Okay. Hey, all you do is plant the seed.
Yeah.
You done plant the seed, it will be a harvest. Yeah, we plant the seed. And, you know, it's going to take a while for people, you know, and when I start talking to people Saturday, what are you talking about, you know, like, and I talk to some people today, and it's just like, this is new to them. It's new. And anytime something comes in new, we're going to take a little time and consistency. And if we keep pushing and be on time and giving out information back and forth, they're going to set seeds that will be planted.
Yeah,
and that's all we can do. And I'm looking forward for a great harvest.
Oh, yeah.
A great harvest out of this. Because, you know, anytime we can help God's people to be more healthier and put them on a different level with their health, God's pleased with that.
Yeah.
So, okay, then, if y'all don't have anything else, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to close out with Just For Me Tonight. And I'll see y'all Thursday afternoon at 6 o'clock.
All right. Sounds great.
All right, then. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Night, night.
Bye-bye.
Bless.
Bye.